This month is a month of good counsel. Why should we need counsel from the Lord? Why do you need wisdom from God? Just 2-3 points I will say, and then we will come to the sayings. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 5 onwards. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 5. Why do we need wisdom from the Lord? Why do we need understanding from the Lord? Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom. She shall preserve thee. Love her and she shall keep thee. The wisdom which comes from the church protects you. Amen. You may be thinking this is just a 2-hour service. Nothing happens. If that is your thought, you are the most foolish of all. If at all something happens in your life, it's because of the church. I am a 4th generation believer. 4th generation. No government gave me anything. But Father in heaven ordained it all for me. Hallelujah. Everything happens in the church. The enemy who comes looking for you this week. But when you come to the church and praise the Lord, the angels of God go and attack them. Hallelujah. Christian life is a life that depends on the sovereignty of God. But also we make sure, we show that He is sovereign. And worship is one such experience that we show that He is sovereign. Amen. We come to the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, we worship You. You're greater than the greatest of my enemies. You're stronger. You're stronger than any evil power. You're powerful than anything that can contain me, that can withhold me. Hallelujah. So do not forsake wisdom. She will protect you. Love her. She will watch over you. Verse 7, the beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, though it cost all you have. Get understanding. When Jesus went to the path of Jericho, there were many beggars there. But there was one person called Bartimaeus who made some sound. Who got the miracle? The one who needed the miracle got it. Others also needed the miracle, but they were, you know, too dignified, too polished. I won't even hurt a fly. When the word of God comes, accept in your spirit. Hallelujah. I said this week, honor is coming your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All the positions of dishonor, God is going to take away because you cherished wisdom. Because you pay the price. Because you are in the presence of the Lord, it will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head. Present you with a glorious crown. Verse 10, listen my son. How many sons of God are here in this place? How many daughters of God are here? Yeah. Listen, my son. Accept what I say. On a church service, many people come and say, okay, whatever is acceptable, I will hear. Whatever is not. Today, God is telling you, repent. Accept what I say. If there is a U-turn needed, take a U-turn. If there is a way correction needed, do it. Accept what I say. The years of your life will be many. Hallelujah. I pray that none of you will lose your life in the midst of your life. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. We're declaring it over your life. Did anybody tell you in Bangalore, may your life be many? I'm telling you, may your life be many. May your days be many. But if the Lord wants to, otherwise you do something here. Otherwise God will think, okay, you're good here. Not doing any good there. At least come up and we will have to contact. But God's grace, 9 years. Many are astonished by God's grace. Father, I give you all the glory. All of them are fine and happy in the Lord. Amen. One principle. When something is going good in your life, don't disturb the equilibrium. You may dislike me, but still for the liking of God's word, come and sit here. I'm getting into the sermon, okay? Anointing is coming. Don't disturb the equilibrium. Something is going good or something is, you know, vibrant. Keep going. Give the Lord all the glory and the Lord will. So when you take wisdom, your days will be many. May you live long. May you live strong. May our children be established in the presence of the Lord. And all God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. Let's come to saying number 16. We were talking about 30 sayings that is counsel to us. from NIV 2011. That's what I'm stressing again. Is there any other translation where you found that? I don't think it's there in any translation. So we need to have Bibles, all the Bibles together. NIV, KJV, NKJV, Message or whatever. Whatever be the message, we need to hear it. You're ready for some wisdom from the house of the Lord today? Yes. Amen. Saying number 16 is from Proverbs 23:19-21. So whichever Bibles you have, you just make a bubble there. If you can draw a good bubble, it will be good. Not a bad bubble, okay? The Bible should be good bubble. Because that is only there in this NIV 2011 translations, okay? 19-21. Listen, my son, and be wise, and set your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. So this saying is about your friendship. Your friendship with sinners. We all have friends. Some people like to go to a bar and give. You will not drink anything, but you like to pour the thing. Let him have. And this fellow will take more and more and more. And then the Bible says, do not join them who gorge themselves on meat. You want to have some good friends, have some vegetarian friends. That's what the Bible says. But then we will have no, that's why no church, church members don't get to become friends too much. You know why? Because all of them are? I do not know how that works. But the Bible says, who gorge themselves on meat. They, if they see that thing, they will gorge. Be careful, they will eat you also. That's what the proverb man say. We all like to go to parties. Pubs are open. We want to go. We want to have the best chicken, best mutton, whatever it is. But if you join with somebody who eats too much, who drinks too much, that associations can be damaging. Who said it? Solomon said it. Okay? And 21 says, for drunkards and gluttons become poor. Hallelujah. There is one Chinnamaji there in the jail. Okay. Where are the resort people? The MLAs are still in the resort, I think. Anybody know where they are? Congress is paying all their money expense, I think, in the resort. For a long time, they are there in the resort. You don't know what is happening, no? It's okay, perfectly okay. Anyway, I told you, if you see somebody, you may see, you may, in commercial street and all, you may sometimes see. Whom you know? Yeah. From richness to rags, it's just a moment. So, Philippians 3:18-19, quickly. At least you need 5 minutes to revise. So, more quick you go, otherwise it will drag on. Philippians 3:18-19. For many of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even, how did Paul speak? Weeping. Weeping with tears that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Next, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. Their God is their belly. They want everything for themselves. I want all the saris in commercial street. I want all the kurta in Jabong. That is what it says. I want their God is their belly, 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 belly. And whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. They are always thinking about things of the earth. They want a big car, biggest luxury vehicle. They want it all for themselves. Who mind earthly things. You are not going to be minding earthly things again. You're going to be heavenly minded in Jesus' name. Amen. Next, saying 17 is from 22-25. Proverbs 23:22-25. Listen to your father who gave you your life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it, wisdom, instruction and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful. Amen. This saying is about parents. Listen to your father who gave you life. You might be too technically advanced, but they have experience on their side. Don't forget. Listen to your father. Except in the matters of faith. What did God say when he told the disciples, if anybody wants to follow me, let him deny his father, mother, wife, brother, sister, everybody. In matters of faith, we have to tell them humbly, lovingly. Father remains a father. Mother remains a mother. Amen. You have to honor them, respect them. Somehow, in this new age, we see, where is your dad and mom? In the old age home. At least they are there. You will be on the streets. Be careful. Hallelujah. When your parents need you, support them, encourage them, engage them. Do not let them to be taken by dogs, taken care by dogs. In many homes, there are two old people and one. Now that is the dog or somebody else is the dog, I do not know. May you take care, respect, love your parents, whoever be. When they are aged, do not leave them, especially. Do not despise your mother when she is old. Hallelujah. Yesterday my grandma called me. She is 85, 86 years old. She went to take care of somebody else. First of all, she should not have stepped out. She took a law in her hands and she went out. She came back in auto pada, she fell. She cannot get up. She is very strong. Very strong. And she calls me and says, I'm having a lot of pain. I can tell, why did you go? Usually people do that. Why did you go? Why? Who asked you to go? I said, you have to take care of yourself and you are taking care of somebody else. Well, that's the thing. Then I asked her to sing some Malayalam songs where I give all my pains to you. We sang on the phone. She got little encouraged. And when at the end of the call, she said, I think he is suffering from some cold and fever. You pray for him. Anyway, I prayed for her and we ended the call. Friends, talk to them. Talk to your parents, elderly ones. They may sometimes, may not be technological advanced. But now these days, they are more advanced. When I'm seeing some old people, they are in the Facebook all the time. How many of you know of some parents like that? My parents are like that. Anybody else? My dad is not yet there. But don't teach them anything bad yet. But engage their thoughts. But love them. Respect them. What is the promise? Ephesians 6, 2 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6, 2 and 3 says, Ephesians 6, 2 and 3. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. Hallelujah. May all things be well with you. You will not be in a well, but it will all be well with you. Hallelujah. And you may live long on the earth. Honor them. Respect them. They must have abused you. Joyce Mayer had a bad father. She tells it without qualms. But the moment she chose to forgive him. So it was not easy. Fathers abusing their daughters, very bad. But still honor the parents. Saying 18 is from 26 onwards. My son, give me your heart. Let your eyes delight in my ways. For an adulterous woman is a deep pit, and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Like a bandit, she lies in wait and multiplies the unfaithful among men. This is NIV. Proverbs 23:26-28 is what I am quoting from. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. For an adulterous woman is a deep pit. An adulterous woman is a deep pit. Don't fall into any pits. Many big men of God have fallen into that. Adulterous woman is a deep pit. I tell many young pastors, don't counsel a lady alone in the room. No, not yet. If any sister comes to me, mostly I will take Sheba also with me.
Why?
No personal matters, and we will counsel.
Be careful.
Be circumspect in all your dealings.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that if I am in a room with a girl, that's you should learn to treat well. You all work in multinational companies. We need to respect their individuality. Do not cross the borders. I have heard of office couple. So what is office couple? One in the house for cooking, one in the office for looking. So cook and look, both. See, don't make your wife as a cook. She has an individuality, respect. Hallelujah. They'll say, can we go for a tea? Yeah, of course you can go for a tea. Have tea and go. Instead of that, hey, tell me something about your husband. Tell me something about your husband. And then this friend comes into the family. These friends come into the bedrooms. Yes, I'm telling the truth. Some people after getting married will tell, don't mind, okay, I have some friends. Throw off all the friends. Join with your wife. Friendship, they will all be friends. Friends have their own place, but your wife is your best friend. Everybody said, we won't accept. Okay, no problem. Wife is wife. Keep her. Encourage her. Engage her. Wayward wife is a narrow well. Narrow well. Other one is a bigger well, deep pit. You cannot escape. This is a narrow well. Narrow well means you will get bruised, scratched everywhere. Some women want to learn swimming. What they want to learn? Who is teaching? Instructor. That's okay. That's okay. Don't go and give yourself to any boy instructors. Have some. Still, some young boys come. They see them and they fall for honey and what all. Be careful. A wayward wife is a narrow well. I counsel many people in the, you know, that is my main business now. Not business, sorry. My main work. Yeah, big responsibility. Responsibility. This, you know, we had this childhood crush and all, you know. Crush and infatuation, you know, all those things. Now you are married. Suddenly their contact is still in the... They are in the phone. Then only looking at their profile picture. Looking, gazing. Facebook, only updates, friends. If you had a crush, leave her away. Let her live happily. Allow her also live. Today many contacts are going to be erased from your phone in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Because temptations, you cannot survive. It's a narrow pit. Hallelujah. Many people want wives just as a cook. Then you should have married your cook here. Why did you marry a good-looking cook? Friends, your wife is not just a cook. She is your book. Yes. All your life she knows. So take care of her. Engage her. Encourage her. Instead of looking here and there. One more thing. Keep your love life for yourself. Who wants to see you taking your wife like this and putting her like this? And no, I'm seriously asking. And then while carrying her like this, selfie. Pada, they'll fall. I'm telling it for a joke, but still. The Bible says, marriage, Hebrews 13 and verse 4. Can we read Hebrews 13 and verse 4? Marriage is honorable in all. Hallelujah. Now, people say that Hebrews was a joint letter by Paul and Apollos. Two great minds. Brilliant minds. At last they reached a conclusion. Apollos was a married man. Paul was not. He was telling, hey fellow, don't get married. Do the work of God. If you had Paul as your pastor, man, goodness, that's all. 1 Corinthians 6:7, and all you read about his outlook about marriage. Then at last Apollos comes and tells him, see Paul, let's have some joint statement here. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but warmongers and adulterers God will judge. God will judge. You needn't take judgment, He will. So sexual life should be very clean, very pure. Those who are waiting to get married, ask the Lord. He will send you to one bright gentleman. You know what is gentleman? Yeah. You will not marry a scoundrel in Jesus' name. You will not marry an evil thing in Jesus' name. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Outside they will be so lovely, lovely. Inside there will be a big pit. Don't get into any pit in Jesus' name. Ask some counsel. There are elderly married people here. If they are not counseling you, you can come to me also. We will counsel you. But you should stay strong. Hallelujah. Like a bandit, she lies in wait, multiplies the unfaithful among men. Unfaithful among men. Be careful. Saying 19. I just want to come to 31 and 32. But saying 19 is from 29 to 35. Okay? 29 to 35 is saying 19 full together. 31 and 32. Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Addictions. We all have addictions in our life. Some of them can't go to bed without seeing at least 3 serials. It's an addiction. Some people do not like to. You go. One addiction is a phone addiction. We all have. Even if the husband is fallen and wounded, you will not have a problem. But if your phone is gone, that's all gone. Then we have to bury it. Dust you are, dust you. See how you can live without your phone for one day. Try it. Our fasting prayer is coming. Let's do that. Let's try that. 1 week, no WhatsApp, no phone, nothing. What do you say? Not possible. Addiction. Addictions. WhatsApp, if we do not see what this girl is doing, what this fellow is doing, without updating the status. One day I went and saw one fellow's status, I'm seeing everybody's status. And the problem is, all of them will know that I'm seeing yours. Correct, no? Technology, eh? You can take it out, huh? Oh, I do not know. You understand what I'm doing? If I am having a status, you put that, you know, picture and all, and then who all looked at that status, I can? No. Last week, Moses put a status with Danny. I just told him, this boy I know somewhere. And then, looking at Moses, I went to 333 people, you know, big people. And we don't want to snoop into anybody's private affairs. But they will not make it private unless, you know, public, unless they wanted to show it also. So it's a very, very, very WhatsApp mishap. May you be safe in Jesus' name. WhatsApp, Facebook, addictions, all addictions, all things that are against God's word, let it leave your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because like it, the end, it bites like a snake. Everybody say snake. You have seen snakes? You have seen a snake? Where did we see one snake? In the conference, yeah, you remember that. Two conferences back, we saw one snake moving around. You were there, Brother Sujo, that time? We saw when, I think Brother Duke was there, the snake. She saw it. If you want to see, just open National Geography. All the time you will see snakes. I don't know why they have all the other animals in the world, only snakes they show. Why this sudden addiction for snakes? I do not know. Anyway, the world run on the snake power, you know. Every snakes are broken from your life in Jesus' name. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Put your hands together and give God a shout of praise. Come on, put your hands together. Every snake that can bite you in the name of Jesus, be broken. Be broken. Let their poisons be out in Jesus' name. Another addiction is acceptance. All of us want to be accepted, correct? Yes. For us to be accepted, we will do all things. Head, hair will be like this. Then eyes will be like this. Put like this, like this. Now these weird days, you know, pant is there but full of holes only. Offering bag, we can make that. This fellow gives that bag one day. Full of pocket. But now we cannot put offering bag also because it's going down only. Earlier it was that baggy pocket was there. Now no pocket also. To catch up weird colors. Friends, we all want. That's also an addiction. Let that acceptance addiction. You are already accepted in Jesus' name. You needn't look to anybody for acceptance. Live your life boldly, righteously, powerfully, passionately. Don't be a I want to be the people's good boy type of people. The people's good boy. That's also good. This is also good. Why? We all want acceptance. Friends, I have made more enemies in ministry than my life. Not for my problem. It's because I am passionate for the zeal of God. So for the word of God. I have no enemies as such. People sometimes don't like me, you know. But I don't care. I am accepted before the Lord. One statement I am making it public. I don't have any enemies. If you think you are an enemy, you come to my house, I will give you a good tea. Yes. We will speak. But don't play around. What do we need to do with addictions? 2 Timothy 2:22. What do we look in a church? We should understand that. 2 Timothy 2:22. Very quickly. Priya, if you do not go fast, what is going to happen is the test evaporation will happen here. Flee also youthful lust. What to do? Flee! Run! I still remember one day in my house courtyard, me and my friend were playing. Looked like a stick. So this fellow was telling so much. And he took the stick. It was a snake. In Malayalam, he said, "Odra." I still remember that. I'm telling you the same. Odra! That is the language thing. Run! Flee! Flee from a place if you cannot handle it. Flee! Flee youthfulness. But follow what all? Righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. How many pure hearted people are here? Oh, you don't believe, huh? Lord Jesus, cleanse all of them right now in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus. Oh, blood of Jesus. Sing that song, brother. Create in me a clean. Now, how many pure hearted people are there? 1, 2, it's all coming up slowly. Friends, let's worship. We don't have dividing heart. We want a pure heart. Why are we coming to Sunday in Shelter House? To follow righteousness, not to fight with the pastor, not to fight with one another, but to have righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So flee. Saying 20 is from 24, chapter 24, verse 1 and 2. This is called peer pressure problem. Do not have peer pressure. Do not envy the wicked. Do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence and their lips talk about making trouble. How many of you have seen people like this? You have seen? No, you are yet to see. Which world are you all in? No, they only want to speak trouble. How to bring things down? How to spoil the equilibrium? Peer pressure. And we also want to accept, we want appraisal, no? So we will say, "Acha kiya, acha, acha, acha bol, sahi bola." No, peer pressure. Your friends in a roommate, room, 3 or 4 people are there, staying together. One girl gets the different fashion from some movie. Immediately, other two also will catch up. You are the hallelujah girl. If they also do, let me also be one among them. Friends, peer pressure is very dangerous. God looks for people who stand for Him. Hallelujah. Stand for Him like Daniel. He chose not to defile himself. Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man who does not walk according to the counsel of the ungodly. May all the ungodly counsel be cut off from your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Why am I telling cut off? Because when I say that, it will be cut off. Why can't I say cut off? It will not be cut off. Why did Joshua shout when there was a time to be silent? There was a time to shout, for God has given you the city and the walls of Jericho. So in worship also, sometimes you should shout. You should sometimes engage in spiritual warfare. Second, the saying 21 is about the family. This is Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Hallelujah. The next saying is about a family. By wisdom a house is built, not by bricks. What is wisdom? Word of God. By wisdom it is built. By understanding. What is understanding? We are now understanding. By understanding it is established. The enemy cannot shake you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, lift your hands and say, my house is established. Lift your hands and say loudly, let the enemy who want, my house is established. Hallelujah. Its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. What are these? Not the treasure which you get from Malabar gold. Then everybody could have gone from Malabar gold. What is the other jewelry? I'm very weak there. Thangamaligi. Huh? Andhra. Malayali you leave. Khajana. Khajana. Not Khajana. Otherwise God would have said, hey, all of you go to Khajana and fill your... Your rooms will be filled with treasures in Jesus' name. I have two treasures now. Oh, one more treasure is there. Lunch is needed now. But that treasure, you know it all. Treasure without measure. When I get into the room, one treasure comes. Timmy comes. Tia comes. They are my treasure. In this house, when I go into Jigani, I have a treasure. Brother Bevin's house is there. Full treasures only. You go there. Here, Harikire signal kepas. Beautiful treasure. Now, Brother Naveen Garu and family. You want to fight with anybody, catch them. Both of them, good brothers. Whatever the Annan says, Thambi will not forsake. Both of them are together. One accord. Come little more, I have another treasure. Sujo is there. Beautiful treasure. Anytime you go, good fish curry, beef you will get. What treasureful life I have. You go a little more big, Shraddha is dropping her hand for you. When I come there, where? HSR, not HSR, it is called something else. What is your place called? Soma Sundara Palaya. Okay. No, I thought something else. Not all there, but they used to send me to some other road, Brother Bevin. Barthur Road. Harlur Road. There I have a treasure. If I go there, Sameeksha comes outside with a beautiful smile. And there Danny comes. What treasureful life! May your life be filled with treasure. All of your treasures, okay, all of you. Each of us are treasures of one another. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. May your rooms be filled with treasure. Psalm 128. Go and see every day. Pray that your family will be like Psalm 128 family. Psalm 128 family. Saying 22 is 24, 5 and 6. The wise prevail through great power. Those who have knowledge muster their strength. Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisors, counselors. Who are your counselors? Who counsels you? Who teaches you? Many people say, I know it all. I am so sad that Indian government didn't spy you. Otherwise, Abdul Kalam's job would have been lost. We know it all, no? What do we know? Earth rotates in an imaginary axis. What is that imaginary axis after? The word of God. Hallelujah. People are thinking, shelter house is running. Imaginary, not imaginary axis. On the word of God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Friends, may you have many counselors. Who is your counselor? If I have a problem in anything, I will immediately contact my brothers here. In any sector. Hallelujah. If I have an HR problem, I call Brother Winston. There is a software issue, I call Brother Mark. They are all there, working in cloud. They are cloud only, to bring them out very hard only. Floods caused Brother Bevin to go home last week. He thought, oh, I cannot get back to home. So he called me and we had a good time to talk. We are all working. Cloud. That's why they have made that as cloud only. To come out of the cloud, you need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, counselors. You need counselors. You need mentors. Your wife is a good counselor. Take her sometime. Usually, whenever I have some issues, I will ask her. You ask your wife. If she is a godly woman, she will tell you something. Your elderly people, your parents, ask them. Your pastor, your pastors, ask them. And they will guide you. Because the Bible says, victory is won through many advisors. Hallelujah. May you have many counselors in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Saying 23 is verse 7. Wisdom is too high for fools. In the assembly at the gates, they must not open their mouth. Saying 23 means do not be foolish. Don't be foolish. Ephesians 5:17 says, do not be foolish, but understand the will of God. If you are not understanding the will of God, you are a fool. Why are you in Bangalore? Oh, just like that, God brought me. Why do you have this wife after all the other? Oh, fate. Fate or faith, I do not know. Friend, there is a purpose. There is a plan behind your life. Amen. Understanding the will of God. Why are you in that company? Why are you doing this? That gives you understanding. Understanding the will of God is by being filled with the Holy Spirit. Saying 24 is verse 8 and 9. Whoever plots evil will be known as a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin. And people detest a mocker. Saying 24 is about motives. Motives. What is the motive that we have? Motive. It's very important. Proverbs 21 and verse 2. Very nearby page only. Just one. Proverbs 21 and verse 2. What does it say? A person may think their own ways are right, but the Lord weighs the heart. Heart. Motive. When I came into ministry, one dear brother told me, serve the Lord. But don't forget, it's the motive that he looks for. Hallelujah. Why do you do this? Why do you lead worship? Why do you take the Sunday school? If it's for people to see, if it's for pleasing somebody, the motive is wrong. What is the motive? To bring glory to God's name. God will attest that. Amen. So we are accountable to God. Romans 14 and verse 12 says, we are accountable to God. We are accountable to God. Saying 25, 10, 11, 12. If you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away to death and hold back those staggering towards slaughter. If you say, but we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done? Perseverance, endurance. This saying is all about perseverance. We should not falter in times of trouble. One small fever comes, 99 degree, that's all gone. Don't falter in times of trouble. When there is a shaking happening, be strong. Be steadfast. Oh, things are not happening, so I will go there. Things are not happening, so I will go there. No. And the Bible also says, if you are not rescuing some people going to death, these days we don't care about anybody. No, as long as we are okay, it's okay. But you know that he is going bad. What you should do? You should rescue him. Somehow rescue him. Pull him up. Pull him out of sin. Pastor, I don't care about anybody. That's not Christian life. Jeremiah 12:5. Quickly. Jeremiah 12 and verse 5. Jeremiah 12 and verse 5. If you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan? If you run, if you are already tired, what will you do with horses? I'm telling you, friends, greater challenges are next. How many of you know that life, as life increases, challenges increases? Huh?
Yes.
It increases. In student days, we were only concerned about our examinations. But now we are concerned about our children who write examinations. That's how it is. Friends, perseverance, endurance. Bible says, Hebrews 10:36, by patience we inherit our promise. Keep going. Keep going. The road is tough. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. I would say the people who receive grace of God will keep going. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Saying 26, very quickly I have to finish. 13 and 14, heat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is taste, sweet to your taste. Know that also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Hallelujah. Honey. Honey eating naturally is also good. Amen. Now I understood why people call their wives as honey, because they cannot eat her. May your bulbs glow in Jesus' name. Honey. Eat honey. Natural honey also is good for health. Not Dabur honey. Dabur honey, the Patanjali honey is telling Dabur honey is bad. Dabur honey guys are telling Patanjali, any honey, let it go. But you look which honey, from where it is coming. But the Bible says, this is the word of God. Psalm 119, 103. I think in Yuvraj's place, is there a lot of honey? Yeah, there, that place. Andi, you have honey? Your house. Next time, bring a big bottle for me. Psalm 119, 103. Natural honey. Psalm 119, 103 says, how sweet are your words to my soul. Hallelujah. Underline that. How sweet are your words to my taste. Sweeter than honey to my mouth. Today, the word of God is causing your life to be sweet in Jesus' name. Somebody said, praise the Lord. There is nothing sweeter than God's word, friends. Hallelujah. Love God's word. Seek God's word. In Shelter House, we have a hunger, not for anything else, but for God's word. And that's why we are having the fasting prayer. We have invited wonderful men of God in September last week. Come, let's be revived in the presence of God. Dr. Jabrat Samuel is coming. He's so excited to see you. Hallelujah. Other speakers are there. We are calling one by one. Our anniversary speaker, last week also he called me. He inquired about all of you. Conference, we are already seeking for speakers. We love God's word. If you love God's word, all your bitterness in life will vanish away in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Saying 27. Do not lurk like a thief near the house of the righteous. Do not plunder their dwelling place. For though the righteous may fall 7 times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. This is about accusers. Do not accuse anybody. Do not lurk like a thief near the house of the righteous. What does this mean? Friends, Shelter House is a family. Everybody says, Shelter House is a family. Yes. Don't be a thief in this family. How did the service go today? Ah, Sameeksha, did you hear what pastor told you? Oh, brother, what was it? It was only for you. Suddenly, Shraddha's intelligence also. Oh, pastor said like that. Then suddenly, next week, they will come. They are not like that. They are the most lovely couple, okay? Come. Week after next. God told me I am out of this church. Do not be a thief to see what's happening in the house. I am telling you, friends, as long as there is one chair and one soul and there is life in my nostrils, Shelter House will run. You will keep seeing and seeing. Of course, we may fall 7 times, but the Lord will raise us up. And I'm telling you, friends, be careful. Suddenly love for all the people who left will come for you. Correct, no? Suddenly love will come. People who are outside of the church, they put a status, go and like. So that who will see? Come for dinner, man, lunch, man. Take a selfie and put it in WhatsApp status. Why? God will fight for me. This is not the time to irritate me. This is the time to stand by me. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, friends, making this public statement in front of you. We have not harmed anybody. We have not wronged anybody. India is a democratic country. Anybody can go anywhere. Right of privacy is there. We have prayed that privacy will become a fundamental right, and it's yours. But don't go and be a thief in the house of the righteous. How many of you know that this is the house of the righteous? Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, I will stand by the house of the righteous. I will stand by my pastor. No, and you will not say. No, no, don't say. Don't say. When you know that pastor is going through some rough time, go and call him. Bring him for a coffee and say, Pastor, we are with you. You see how God will stand for you. Instead of that, going and liking that fellow here, this fellow. You like anybody here. I have no problem. Shelter house will run. But don't forget, in times of trouble, that fellow doesn't have any healing gift. If somebody has to pray for it, it will be me. Why I should say this? Because this Facebook is a new concept. WhatsApp is a new concept. It's not there in the old. I'm planning to write internet church a book, because many people do not know. It's a new concept altogether. Technology is a new thing. How do we talk to people? All of you come to Twitter. I want to talk to you. You can see, Twitter is a very good tool. I love talking to Sujo and Shraddha in Twitter. That's a different feeling altogether. Come to Twitter. Let's do the work of the Lord together. But don't look what's in YouTube. Is he targeting me? Is he targeting him? Nobody is a target anybody. I have only spoken what the Lord has taught me to. Hallelujah. No targeting. If sometimes it hits the target, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, I will come back to you. That should be our attitude. Somebody said, praise the Lord. See, the word of God has to change us. I have stood by my pastors. I have not let anybody lift a finger against them. I'm telling you. These days we all want to be good boys, no? Know what is good boy? They don't mind offending the pastor, but being a good boy. I'm not telling go and beat him and kill him and all. Look at one Dera sect person. How many lakhs came for one person? He did a thing. Stand for the men of God. Righteous man may fall 7 times, but the Lord will raise him up. Amen. Saying 28, do not gloat when your enemy falls. That is 17 and 18. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice. You know, many people have wronged us. We should not always look our microscope there and see, hey, is he faring well? And after he fell, ha ha, what a happy day. Oh, happy day when my enemy fell. What did Bible say? Don't gloat over. We don't want anybody to fall into any trap, friends. Hallelujah. But one thing is there. We are all accountable to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Saying 29 is goodness. Do not fret because of evildoers or be envious of the wicked. For the evildoer has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed off. The lamp of the wicked will be snuffed off. How many wicked people are here? If you are a wicked person, your lamp will be, there is no light. That's what it is. That's why we have all the air conditioned restaurants, dim light. I'm not against that. Go anyway. But your home center should be with full light. Some people put this small dim light. If we go for house visit there, hardly we can see one another. Are you in that? Friend, put some bright light, man. LED bulb. At least somebody should read in your house. This is like dim light from evening 5 o'clock. That is a culture now, I think. Dim light. Hardly you will see one another. The Bible says the lamp of the righteous will not be put off. May your lamp will never be put off. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The wicked's lamp will be snuffed out. Last thing is loyalty. Saying 30 is verse 21 and 22. Fear the Lord and the King, my son. And do not join with rebellious officials. Oh, I feel the anointing. Do not join with rebellious officials. For those two will send sudden destruction on them. And who knows what calamities they can bring. Friends, when we are in a system, we have processes. And when you are against the process, you are against the system. If you do not like the processes in the system, you will be eventually out of the system. You got it, huh? You didn't get it. Rewind it in YouTube and see.
We respect our Prime Minister. He is our Prime Minister. Narendra Modi is my Prime Minister. I will not give him to anybody else. Bhaiyo Behno,
you can hear it, huh?
Yes, publicly I want to tell you. Bhaiyo Behno, wo hamara Pradhan Mantri hai, mera Pradhan Mantri hai. And we will not rebel against him. But we will pray for God's grace on his life. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Loyalty in your office, be loyal. In your church, be loyal.
I don't know how attractive I am. You may find some attractive other pastors, they're handsome ones, you know. Let him don't say, hey, I feel him more attractive than go there. No, stand. Be loyal. Be loyal to the church, to its systems. The Lord will lift you up. Friends, I want to tell you one more thing and close. I'm a local member of IPC Church, Kolathupura, IPC Church. I'm a faithful member there. It's my home church. I know all those old women are praying for me. That's why I'm standing here. I had one church and that will be my church. And this is also our church, plant church. It's all a plant. When I speak to my mother-in-law in Udumelpet, they say, we pray for you all. We have a covering. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Church is not the place to jump here and there and jump here and jump, jump.
Be loyal. Be loyal. As long as you can. Stand strong. We have the enemy. Who? Not your pastor. Enemy is the devil. Let's join hands. One in hand in hand. And let's fight the evil one. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for one another. That's why we have DHC meetings. All of you, come for DHC. Dorcas Homemakers. Come, pray.
I'm so happy that prayer momentum is there. Something beautiful. Prayer momentum is there. Fasting prayers. Friday we are having prayer. Why?
Because we have understood one thing. That without God, we cannot survive. But with God, we can do exploits.